Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. Welcome to your Friday, June 13th edition. We got a big show ahead of a big sports weekend. And we're going to get started right away. We do have game 4 of the NBA Finals tonight. Thunder and Pacers. We'll get Fade Brad back. We got some Ja Morant news as well as it relates to his now former agent. That was a big story last year around this time, and it's now become a story again. Round 2. Believe me, I'm watching. 125th U.S. Open. I'm paying attention to that as well. But we're feeling real NFL.
Oh, yeah, as we should.
Around here, right now, to kick off the show, as you heard.
Yeah, we have a new co-host.
And there is maybe a deeper voice in the building.
That's my radio. Wow. This is my radio voice.
How about that? That is awesome. The voice of one KJ Wright.
Hey.
11-year NFL veteran. Let me see if I can get it all. Super Bowl champion.
Mm-hmm.
Pro Bowler.
Yes, sir.
And now 49ers. Quality control coach.
Yes, sir.
So you've made the transition into coaching. Former Olive Branch High and Mississippi State standout.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The one and only KJ Wright is in the building. Fellas, thank y'all for having me.
This is our three-man show.
Thank y'all for having me.
This is,
am I your first Super Bowl champion? Am I the first one?
We've had Joe Theismann.
We've had Michael Irvin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But those were
studio.
Over the, not in studio.
Not in studio, yeah.
Have we had another in-studio Super Bowl champ? I noticed, Super Bowl champs don't wear their ring just out.
No.
Did Dan Williams win one?
No, he didn't.
No.
He made a lot of money, but he didn't win a Super Bowl. Yeah, so I think KJ is the first.
We've been on 8 years, bro.
I'll take it. Appreciate you having me.
Tell him we've long wanted to do this. You see he's got his Raiders gear on.
I see him, the Raiders.
I wear it every day. It's not like for you, right?
Yeah.
But you did play there. So I don't know how you feel about it. I guess we'll find out today.
No, the Raiders, we start there. The Raiders, I was in a really, really bad space in life, right, when the Raiders called me. My whole football journey, I've had the security blanket. I've always been on Olive Branch Conquistadors, been on the Mississippi State Bulldogs, the Seattle Seahawks. When you're a free agent, they call that you're on the streets. That's what we call it in NFL terms. You're on the streets. When I tell y'all I was depressed, when I tell y'all I was having panic attacks, when I was going through a lot of dang anxiety, Gus Bradley, Mike Mayock, John Gruden, they called me around July. Said, KJ, we'd love to have you part of our franchise. When I tell y'all, man, my mental health was at a really, really bad space because of the year that I had before the Seahawks. Career year 10 was my best year of football.
Yeah.
And I went through that free agency journey. Nobody called my phone. Nobody. And when I tell you I was so confused and lost and mad and just furious, thank God for the Las Vegas Raiders when they called me because
that's the first time anybody has ever said that, by the way.
Yeah.
So that's it.
First time anybody's ever said thank you for the Las Vegas Raiders.
Thank God for the Las Vegas Raiders.
Because at that time in your life, you needed that call.
Man, and it's like, it wasn't a financial thing. Like, got money. It wasn't a stat. I've done everything. But I was like, I don't want to go out like this. I don't want to go out at the top. Like, I want to go out, not now. My goal was 10 years. Mm. Like, Lord, if you let me get 10 years, I'll be thankful. I'll be grateful. Then when I hit that 10, I was like, man, I still got more to give. I got more. And I don't know why he sent me to the Raiders, but I'm truly, truly thankful that he did, because I felt like my presence there,
it
shifted the mindset that was in that building, because they really needed a mindset shift with the Raiders, because, you know, we talked before the show, losing mentality, like losing is contagious. Like a bad mindsets are contagious. Like bad energy is contagious. And so I was thinking that I could go there and just share my expertise with those guys. And hopefully they can get this thing, you know, turned around.
Yeah, you made the playoffs that year, right?
So let me give you guys a story. We needed to win the last four games of the season to make the playoffs. This was our scenario. We needed to win the last four games of the season.
Oh, I remember.
That's not easy to do. We're playing the Cleveland Browns, right? I asked the coach at the time, Rich Bisaccia. I said, Rich, let me talk to these guys. I need to talk to this football team the night before the game. And I got in front of their room, and I expressed to those guys, fellas, this is what December football is going to look like. This is what this is going to look like. And so I really expressed to those guys, it's going to come down to the details. It's going to come down to the physicality. But most important, fellas, it's our freaking mindset. What's our mentality going down this last stretch? Are we going to be satisfied with just going home in January? I say, I don't go home in January.
Right, you ain't doing that.
I don't go home the first week of the playoffs. To hell with that. I want everybody watching me. And so I got in front of that football team. This is what we're going to face. But it's one game at a time. Don't look at next week. Don't look at the dang Indianapolis Colts. Don't look at the Chargers.
Yep.
Let's handle business today. And I kid you not, I'm gonna take credit for this. We won them last four games of the season.
Yeah.
And we made it happen.
Yeah.
We made it happen.
Sounds like a head coach. I don't know about you. I'm about ready to run through the brick wall.
I see the vision. Yeah. I definitely see the vision.
We have a ton of NFL questions to get to. You have a purpose as well. You have got a charity game going on over at Olive Branch tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Your alma mater,
yes, sir.
Going against Bahia. Got it correct. This is the fourth year you've done this charity basketball game.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about it. Doors open, I believe, at 5:15, starts at 6. We can still get tickets at The Right Way Foundation, $50.
Yes, sir. You can get tickets right now at The Right Way Foundation, $50. And we're having our fourth annual charity alumni basketball game. Each and every year has been sold out. And our why? What's our why? I've been going to Olive Branch since kindergarten, K-12. Like, Olive Branch is my heart. They helped mold me. I grew up playing football in my grandma's backyard. Like, this city means the world to me. And I'm not home much. As soon as I got drafted to the Seattle Seahawks, I've been gone.
Yep.
Yeah, I left. I went to the West Coast, and I haven't moved back. So anytime that I get to come back home, it's simply to get the community together. I want to have a big family reunion, all classes, all backgrounds, all walks of life, to come. Let's just celebrate Olive Branch, right?
And to
do it with Bahia, a team that I never got to play. It's like an old school rivalry. I never got to play Bahia, but it's an old school rivalry. To get them, who have a ton of tradition, ton of pride, let's combine our cities and let's raise some money. Look at how people spend their dollars.
Uh-huh.
I ain't trying to count people's pocket and how they spend their dollars, but let's put the dollars back in. Let's put the dollars back to these
into
kids.
Into our own town. Yeah.
Let's put these dollars back into these kids.
Yeah.
And so my goal this year is 50 bands. $50,000 is what I want to donate to Olive Branch and Bahia. And I believe with ticket sales, with donations, with sponsorships, we're going to make that happen.
Now, you've got family on the Bahia side as well. And you've been doing this to benefit North Mississippi communities. It's obviously not just Olive Branch that you love and you clearly give back to.
Yeah.
You've been doing this for North Mississippi now for 4 years.
Yes,
right?
Sir. Holly Springs. We played Holly Springs
Holly
last
Springs,
year.
There you go.
And we donated $40,000. $20,000 to each school last year.
This is a man who comes back and gives back. It's what you hope of your professional athletes that leave town. It's what we say we hope for them as they make all that money.
And
here's a man that's done it.
And I don't want to call nobody out, but when you do make it, it is your responsibility.
Yeah.
Bring your tail back. Like, show these kids what it's supposed to look like. Show them how I got to where I am. Right? If you just make it and doing it big and you don't come back, what you doing it for?
Right.
Who are you doing it for? And so God placed me in this position to serve. He placed me in this position to use my platform. And I'm going to inspire these kids the best way I can.
Yeah.
Especially in the Mid-South, right? Like, it feels like in this part of the country, it's even more important.
Yeah. Mostly Olive Branch. You know, I love my other city, but mostly Olive Branch. Right? That's where I want to serve. And if we can serve Holly Springs and Bahia along the way, kudos to them. But my heart is Olive Branch, Mississippi.
So, John, I was asking this guy for you off air about all them transfers Olive Branch used to get down there. Scott Samsel got it. And you should have seen the look on this man's face.
because
he is Olive Branch through and through, and that's what he said. Yeah. He's tired of hearing about it. He was there through 12.
Yeah. No doubt.
From the get go, laying the foundation.
Yeah, we go back to Mark McBride. We go to Jamie Mitchell. We go to Coach Andy Orr. Rest in peace. I love that man. And so I've seen all the goats.
Yeah,
come
saw the whole rise up and everything. You were one of the OGs.
I see all the goats. They retired my jersey 2 years ago. Shout out to Cheree Rance who made that happen. Got my number 34.
Cheree Rance in the house.
Yeah, she's here right
superstar, by the way. And so, social media superstar, video superstar, artist, appears. She does it all.
Yeah, so nobody will ever wear the number 34 jersey, I don't think, in Olive Branch anymore. So I still hold the sack record, by the way.
What is the number?
I think it's 13.
10 games?
Something like that. Fact check me on that. I think I still hold the record. He's gonna do his homework.
He's a Mississippi State guy. He'll gladly do it.
You know, he'll gladly. And now you're part of helping lay a foundation. You only had
we
to
didn't
say
get
that.
It in. I had to.
And so now, you're part of laying a foundation with the 49ers. You were telling us about your job as quality control coach, and that's how really what it is. You are at the foundation.
Hey, people that's listening, if you was to tell me what a quality control coach is.
I told him.
Who out there that's listening can tell me what a quality control coach is?
This is a guy who thinks he's an NFL guy. Let's go. We'll put him on the spot.
Do you want to tell me? What's a quality control coach?
No, I don't. I have no idea.
I told you.
I don't think most people do. And so for a quality control coach, to keep it plain and simple, we lay down the foundation for the football team. We lay the foundation down for the coaches. We lay down the foundation for the players. We do Visio. I draw run cards. I do PowerPoints. I do Excel. I do all the groundwork so that when it gets to the people above me, it's tight.
Breaking
down film. I'm breaking down film this summer. I got to break down 17 games of the New Orleans Saints, 17 games of the Seattle Seahawks.
17 of them prepare for the game that you've got upcoming.
17 times 17, which
is a lot of games. So that's my job. And people look at coaching like, oh, I'm going to teach these guys how to tackle,
right,
how to get interceptions, how to score touchdowns. I kid you not, guys, that is a fraction of what coaches do. That is a fraction. This game is so mental. This game is so strategic. And everything we do as coaches is to put our players in position to freaking dominate. Right? That's our sole goal. Let's put these guys in positions to dominate. And so we do go over the fundamentals on the football field, but majority of our time is in that classroom, getting these guys mentally caught up to speed. What does this team do? How are they trying to attack us? And what can we do to be a step ahead?
Yep.
My sole goal is, let me be a step ahead. To hell with reacting. I want to anticipate. It's a big difference. When you watch linebackers that react to everything versus linebackers that anticipate what's about to happen. Mm-hmm. That's when I see stuff before the ball is about to snap. That's my sole goal as a linebackers coach. Anticipate.
Now, I got to ask you, because you're not working for the Seahawks and you're not working for Pete. In Las Vegas, you're working for the 49ers. How did that kind of – and do people – does Pete and the Seahawks organization view you as a traitor for this move?
You want – how much time we got?
Plenty.
All of it for you, brother.
All right. How long did I play for the Seattle Seahawks again?
10 years.
10 years, a decade. In my mind, KJ, we love you. You brought us our first ever Super Bowl. We're going to roll out the red carpet. You want to coach? Hey, by all means, big fella, come on in here and coach.
Yep.
When I tell you guys, it was hard to even get an interview with my franchise. Mm. That broke my heart. I'm gonna be quite frank. That really, really broke my heart. It was hard to even get an interview. And when I did get an interview, they told me on the spot, won't have anything for you. Okay, whatever. And so, people talk about the word loyalty.
Yeah.
People use that word loyalty. Like, people get mad when players hold out for contracts. People get mad when players demand trades. But I don't hear a thing. I don't hear nothing when an organization cuts a player year one when it gets on a 4-year contract. I don't hear anything when an organization doesn't allow a player that dedicated his whole life to you guys to not get an interview. And so, yeah, it's weird. It's a weird feeling. Like, you play there, you feel like a part of the family. Mm-hmm. When it's time to get a job, won't got anything for you.
They don't necessarily view you the same way they said they did as a player.
Yeah, and so the way it worked with the Niners, I called my guy Richard Sherman. I love Richard Sherman. Everybody, you know, Sherman's the best. And I was like, hey, man, I was just checking. I was just calling to check on him. And I told him what happened. And he's like, man, I can't believe that. I'm going to call Kyle right now. And so literally, Shanahan, he called me the next day. Man, love competing against you. Love your work. Come on. We'd love to have you, man. And so went to the Niners, and I'm just thankful that Kyle and John trusted me to be able to help their franchise win ball games. And so this journey is crazy, man. This football stuff is crazy, but that's just how all that stuff worked out.
Well, you and Bobby Wagner, I'm sure is a brother to you. Y'all were a couple of anticipators, and you did it up in front of the Legion of Boom. You just mentioned Sherman was a part of that on a defense that won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
How often are you asked about the one you lost as opposed to the one you won?
More often. More. Mm-hmm. If I'm talking Super Bowls, I'm talking about Super Bowl 49,
right,
which is the one we lost on the one-yard line against the New England Patriots. And ask away, guys. I know you have questions.
You weren't on the field.
Yeah, it's hard.
So
we can't hold you to account.
The first part of that is you weren't on the field when this decision was made.
I mean, in many ways, you did your job.
Technically,
right?
I was on the field because the play, Jermaine Kearse makes the immaculate catch. Blah blah blah. You go cool. Marshawn makes his run. Boom, and something happened. I believe the timeout was called. Right, so the huddles gets broken out, and guys, I see the formation. I walk to the 50-yard line, and I scream. I'm looking for somebody, saying, "Why are we in shotgun?" I scream this out. "Why are we in shotgun?"
Wow.
And then the play happens, and I looked, and I was like, "Hold up, what? He caught that. That was an interception. Ball game's over." When you guys talk about, like, you're shocked. Mm-hmm. You this isn't real. This just did not happen. My dream has not just been crushed right in front of my face off of this. If we go down there and we get stopped four times,
Patriots, that's one thing.
Good job, man.
Right,
hey, you guys.
Right. You stopped Marshawn Lynch four times.
Cool. Whatever. You got us. But to go out like that, to have to talk about this 10, 12 years from now, it sucks. Mm-hmm. It really.
And you were literally walking out on the field to try to stop it.
I screamed it out, but it was too late. I didn't have a timeout that I could burn. And so.
Whew, I feel all that.
Yeah, very, very, really, really bad feeling, especially because if we win Super Bowl 49.
You were putting your second ring on already. That's
no,
what you
I'm,
were
I'm
doing.
Putting my third ring on. Because, no, we would have won. We won Super Bowl 40 against the Broncos.
Right.
We would have won the Patriots. And
second,
we would have won another one. We would have kept winning. Nobody was leaving. And so what happens when you lose a game like that, the way I describe it is like, it's like a dark cloud hovering over us, right? It's like a dark cloud hovering over the Virginia Mason Athletic Center. And guys were looking at each other like, I don't trust you. I'm in this thing for myself. I'm about to get mine. And I was there for, like I said, 10 years. That cloud didn't leave until about 3-4 years later. That cloud, yeah.
And is it almost like the agony of losing that one is more overpowering than the one you won the year before? Like the thrill of that, right? 43-8.
One
you killed
away.
Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
It was like not even. But it's like you the one that lasts is the loser.
And most solid athletes hate losing more than they love winning, right? That's just ball players 1-on-1. But to lose on that stage against that team, against Tom Brady, Belichick. And it's like, man, if I could have beat Peyton Manning and Tom Brady back-to-back years, there wouldn't be any question who's the greatest defense of all time is. Mm-hmm. I got to hear about the 85 Bears. I got to hear about the 2000 Ravens. I got to hear about the Purple People Eaters. No, I want to hear
it
about
been
the
y'all all day
2013
long.
Legion of Boom.
Yeah.
We was number one defense 4 years in a row, scoring defense.
Yeah.
But it's still that conversation of who was the best. If we could have got that done, there would have been no question. We would have been stamped.
What do you remember about Peyton Manning's day? Like, I don't really remember a ton. I mean, it was 43-8. So, yeah. Was it just like he was throwing picks all over the field? Like, what was going on that day?
No, I remember Peyton Manning leading up to the Super Bowl. I remember watching Peyton Manning in that offense. And I kid you not, I told Bobby at practice. I said, hey, dog, this game does not have to be close. I can call Bobby right now. He could tell you that. I said, Bobby, this game does not have to be close. Because what I saw on film was I didn't see really great offense with Peyton Manning and Wes Walker, Demaryius Thomas. I saw really bad defenses they were playing. They didn't see anything like what they were about to see with us. Mm-hmm. Not even close. And so when we stepped on the football field, what I call it tied on a string. We ran cover three. We about 95% of that game, cover three. And the way that 403 deep works is all four guys underneath have got to be moving together. Mm-hmm. All guys got to be tied on a string. And so if you watch that football game, it's poetic justice, like just beautiful, beautiful football, flawless defense. And when I tell you Peyton Manning, they couldn't piss a drop. They could not. There was nothing you could do. You can't run the ball. You can't pass the ball.
Yep.
You can't play action. You can't do boots.
5 carries, no Sean Moreno, 17 yards.
We made him tap out too.
I see.
I think I made him tap out, by the way.
This was I'm looking this up. Jason, the Seahawks were actually underdogs in this game.
Oh, and we heard that too.
And it ended up being the largest margin of victory for an underdog in a Super Bowl ever.
Wow.
And I assume it will stand at 35 point win.
Fellas, wow. Listen, let me walk y'all into who y'all talking to. You talking to a Cam Chancellor, the enforcer. You talking to a Earl Thomas, a guy that's just wired like no other guy that I've seen before. You talking about a Bobby Wagner, first ballot Hall of Famer. You talking about a Rich Sherman. Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah.
No, that defense is loaded.
Yeah.
Like, and you go tell us we're underdogs. Who the hell are you talking to?
Yeah.
Who you talking to?
No holes on that defense.
Who's Mel Kiper? I don't know who was saying this all kind of nonsense. And so when you have some dogs, some alpha males like that, and you challenge us in that fashion, we're going to shut you up real quick.
What's it like to see Bobby still doing it? Is he still he and was playing well into the season last year. I'm watching him for the Commanders.
Year 14.
Got to give it to him.
At a high level. And what I noticed about Bobby, I noticed Bobby's rookie year when he came on the scene. Kid you not. He came in with this type of energy like, yeah, I'm cool. You know, I'm a cool guy, but I'm about my business. He's been about his business since day one.
That's separate from an arrogance. You said the vibe you're talking about that he had. It wasn't just an arrogance. I'm going to take care of like something that was.
It was a locked in focus. I'm here for a reason type of energy. That was his energy. And most rookies don't come in like that. They come in as rookies, like just clueless and lost. He came in so locked in, so focused, and I say Bobby, out of all my teammates, he is the most consistent, the most rigid when it comes to his routine. Mm. Like, this dude does not waver. The way he trains, the way he eats, the way he studies films, the time he comes in the building, the time he leaves, this guy invests in himself, and he doesn't waver at all. And so for him to do it at a high level at year 14, I'm like, Bobby, don't stop at 14. Get 15.
Get 15.
Get 15.
He's in a great situation now.
Great spot, great franchise. They love him with Dan Quinn, with the new ownership. Ken Dorn Jr. is over there a long time. Niner and Cowboys. And so I fully expect them to have another dominant season.
Well, it says a lot about that group that Russ is still doing it. Bobby Wagner is still doing it. Pete Carroll still doing it. All these years later, that some of the most pivotal parts of it are still competing and starting and coaching at a high level.
Yep.
You know?
I think you got to look at John Snyder and what he did. Like, for him to find, somebody got to find these dudes. And the million-dollar question is, when you're evaluating a player, when you're scouting a player, how do you see a guy's makeup? Like, how do you see a guy's DNA, like, jump off the football? When you interview a guy's, like, what is it about guys that I want on my football team? That's my next step. Not my next step, but that's my end goal is – to build a franchise like the way that I was a part of, right? To bring in some dogs, to bring in some guys that love balls, to bring some guys that are good people, right? And just put them on a football team and just go out there and dominate to be the best of the best. That's like my end goal. And so,
sounds like you're ready to start to get to that end goal too. You are ready to start at what would be considered the base. If you're going to do quality control, mm-hmm. and before, you know, you don't want to skip steps to assistant coach and maybe have some blind spots, sort of like we talked about off air. You're willing to build it from the ground up to get there.
Yep. And it took me my first interview to realize that, because when I interviewed the first time, you know, I could tell them myself that they mentioned, what do you see your job being? I said, I can see myself being a defensive specialist, this analyst. I can create all these PowerPoints and just really teach guys how to be this. And a guy said, what do you think about a quality control coach? In my mind, I'm like, you know, quality control? What are you talking about? And so that's what I said to my brain. But then when I answered the question, I said, yeah, that's fine. I don't mind starting at the bottom.
Right.
That's what I said. I don't mind starting at the bottom. When I tell you that whole energy in that room shifted, it was like, what are you talking about? So this is laying a foundation. Don't look at a quality control coach as like a bad thing. You're laying down your foundation to be a really good football coach. I didn't understand that when I interviewed the first time. When I talked to Kyle Shanahan, he asked me, we see you as a quality control coach. What do you think about that? I said, oh, heck yeah, I would love to do that. I think that's perfect for him. I think it's a really good spot, really good situation. And so
He did it.
He said the same
which
thing.
Which is smart to say to a dude that did it.
And Shanahan was, that's what was a QC.
He said Kyle Shanahan was a QC.
He was a QC.
And so you're telling him you're ready for it.
Bill Belichick was a QC. Mike Tomlin was a QC.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how the NFL is, man. They really believe in climbing that ladder. It's very rare to see guys skip steps.
And you shouldn't. You shouldn't skip steps. I couldn't tell you what safeties do. And covered it. I could tell you, but not the fine details.
Right.
Not the details. My goal is to be a detail-oriented coach. If any problem presents itself on the football field, KJ Wright's going to be the one to figure it out. I don't have to ask my DB coach, hey, what should the DB – I got it. I could figure it out. And I'm going to hire people around me to obviously be experts as well. But I don't want to have any blind spots on the football field. And so that's why I'm in this position. I'm super thankful to be here.
I pray for you, because I know there have been other guys willing to go that route too. I'm just and I'd go here with this, right? Willing to work, willing to ground up it even after great playing careers, but who maybe don't get the call up or the chance, because in the end, we've said it, us outsiders still looks like a good old boy network in terms of who you know, whether you get that shot, whether you're ever offered that, you know, whether it's linebackers, coach, or whatever else. It's going to depend on those relationships in a lot of ways. And so how are you feeling up? Because clearly we got a man who's willing to put the work in right here. We've got a man who's got a vision, who wants to have his, you know, put together his own team at some point, probably as a general manager. But that seems like such a key part of it too.
Guys, there are 32 NFL teams. There are 32 head coaches, 32 linebackers coaches. This is a tight. We're talking the 1% of this is a hard fraternity to get in. And you're talking about having your own room. You're talking about being a head coach. That's not easy.
Yeah, folks ain't giving them jobs up.
At all.
Right.
And so I'm thankful that I was able to play so long, meet so many people. And so when you talk about who you know, who knows you, that's a big piece of the puzzle. Your agent, who represents you, is a big thing. Jimmy Sexton, the Memphis guy. Yeah. I'm learning this. Like, if you know someone that knows someone, they combine everything. Everything is just built together from so many different angles. That's how this thing works. And so for me to be in this fraternity, start so young, I'm going to keep my head down. I'm going to work. I'm going to obviously go meet people and tell people what I'm doing. But tight-knit fraternity.
I think it's awesome that you are clearly still driven post-playing career, now onto a new career in coaching, but that you are still taking the time to take it back to where we started, to give back to the community that you came up in. Let's tell them again tomorrow about the alumni game. Starts at 6, doors open 5:15.
Yes, sir.
You can get tickets at?
TheRightWayFoundation50.org. You can also purchase tickets at the door. It's going to be sold out. It's going to be packed. We're going to have food trucks. We're going to have a live performer on the outside. We're going to have, what else we have, Sheree? We're going to have dance team. We're going to have cheerleaders. Old school cars going to be out there. Like, obviously, you get to see us compete against each other.
Yeah.
Dodge's Chicken is sponsoring us. Nate Nash from State Farm is sponsoring us. Banks. North. Yeah. So we got so many things sponsoring us. And so I'm truly thankful for all the sponsors, truly thankful for all the fans that's coming out. And I'm Olive Branch through and through, so I can't wait to go out with a big time bang.
Dude, I think that's awesome. I hope that anytime you're in town, you feel comfortable enough to come on back.
This is a three man show.
And that I kept this guy off you enough with his Raiders question that you will be that he didn't drool on you too much, but that man, you come on back because dude, we're a couple of NFL nuts around here and big fans of you and guys like you that give back.
Absolutely,
bro. I love talking ball. When I retired for 2 years, I did radio for 2 years, and that was my favorite part of the week.
Really?
Every Wednesday, I have my own block, 8 to 9 o'clock.
So you seem comfortable.
Seattle radio?
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
Because he came in. He came in before I even came in.
How long was y'all's first segment, man? How long we going? Sound like a veteran. Yeah, you know about the block and everything. This guy's a vet.
He's the first Super Bowl champ and the first guest we've had that has actually talked before me.
Well, dude, you can have your own weekly as far as we're concerned. But, you know, the Niners are cool with that. But, yeah, it was an absolute pleasure, brother.
Appreciate
y'all, man. Yeah, hit us up in town, man. Hit us up.
I will.
The great KJ Wright.
We'll
come back. Jason and John, Adichard FM, ESPN.
Thank you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.